Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It has been far too long since Emily and I have gotten on the air to talk about Once Upon a Time. This is Variety Radio Online's Once Upon a Time season premiere recap for season 5, which I'm shocked we're already in season 5. I'm so excited about this episode and the season. How are you feeling about it, Emily?
I'm pretty excited about this. It's like you said, it's crazy that we're already in season 5. I really don't know how we got to this point, but I'm excited. The premiere left me, you know, wanting a lot of things, and I'm pretty excited about where they're going to go with all this crazy, crazy stuff that's happening.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a really, really good season. Like, probably one of my most favorite seasons was season 3 and
yeah,
season 1.
Season 3 was great.
And I feel like this might top it.
Yeah, I have very high expectations. And even if I feel like this will be one of my favorite seasons, not even based on the plot, just on, like, the performances and the characters in general, because it has been far, far, far too long since Emma has had, like, a real, like, hearty storyline, like, that was her own. Like, it's mostly been her kind of assisting and being the, you know, person who saves everybody. But, like, the focus of everything else during all the rest of the episodes was never, like, on her. So I'm just, like, really excited for it to be Emma again.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm really happy.
Back to season 1.
Exactly. Yeah, because usually she's either helping frozen people or she's fighting the Queens of Darkness or whatever. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited to get more Emma time because despite the fact that she's one of the main characters, we don't get a lot of her story and a lot of her past. And I feel like we're finally going to get some of that this season. And we already have with the very first scene of the episode, which was the flashback of little baby Emma in the movie theater alone, which makes me wonder how she got away as a 6-year-old from her family, but whatever. And that guy is warning her about Excalibur.
That guy who BT dubbed
is
totally Merlin because I've
Thank you.
Looked
okay.
up his face. When I first saw it, I said, oh, my gosh, I'm pretty sure that's Merlin. And then I went on IMDb, and I looked, and I saw that was the same guy.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh, I didn't
oh
even know
hello, Mr. Merlin. What are you? How and why are you in Minnesota in 1985 or whatever year it was? 89, I think.
Okay. See, Emily's more ahead of the game than I am because I have not looked up this guy. I was just like, that's so Merlin. That's going to be Merlin.
Yeah, I'm a super sleuth when it comes to things like that. I'm like, wait a second, I know that that's somebody. So I had to look it up right away.
Now that you mention that, someone posted a selfie with him. I think it was Jennifer, because he did look familiar, but I didn't know from where.
Yeah, and I think the little girl who plays I saw like her Twitter or something that her parents run for her yesterday, and it was like, they said it was a picture of the two of them, and it was like, oh, whoever is such a great Merlin. And I'm like, boom, there it is. Real. Confirmed. Thank you.
Confirmed. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to go. I was iffy about going to Camelot, but now I'm really excited about going to Camelot because I feel that even though we are going somewhere new, the focus is still going to be on our characters. Because I know how they always introduce new characters and it's focused on them. I think this time it's going to be different and be focused on Emma and our characters. And they're going to be the background characters.
Especially since we already kind of, like, we had Lancelot before, which so excited about him being
which
back
I still don't get how he's alive.
But I don't know, we didn't see him when he wasn't one of the people that came to, like, greet them at Granny's, though. So I feel like I don't know if he's in the current. Like, they were showing him in the flashback to the sword and the stone part. But I don't know if he was, I didn't pay attention enough because I was just still, like, in a state of weird, I don't even know, like, over the fact that
I
was
distracted
was there
by
with Emma. I was, like, having a moment, so I didn't really pay attention.
I was distracted by King Arthur.
Can we talk about King Arthur for a minute? Oh, yeah.
That is a missed opportunity. If him and Hook are not somehow related.
Oh, my God. I know. They've already debunked that. They're like, yeah, no, they're not related. They just happen to look alike.
Still,
and I'm like, okay.
I still don't believe them, but, you know.
I'm like,
I don't believe any Adam and Eddie say, because they always, like, answer very vaguely or very, like, twist their words.
There's always some kind of weird, like, oh,
yeah.
We're not saying that it's not, I don't know, they're very, like, strange with their words, and it always ends up coming back to be, like, something. If anything, Hook is connected to them in some way. I don't, but then again, he would have reacted, I don't know. I have a theory about Hook, and that maybe Camelot is, like, where he's from, but I feel like he would have reacted when they first showed up, and he didn't, so, like, maybe it's not true, but part of
it
me
could
still
also
thinks,
be
like,
because
maybe.
He's hiding it. He could be hiding it for now and focusing on Emma. Or I have a theory that King Arthur is like his half-brother or something that he doesn't know
about. He doesn't know about it?
He doesn't know exists.
Secret brother?
Secret twin.
His dad ran away. His dad did run away.
His dad left. His dad.
So it's like maybe he went and like knocked up some. And it's not, Arthur wasn't a king before. He like became the king. Like in just the Camelot stories in general. Like he wasn't a king. Like he was Arthur, and then he took the sword and became the king. So there's a chance he could be like a normal person and then
that's
became royalty.
Saying.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Something.
There's something
the
there.
Thing,
there
the, thing that, the thing that made me think that is that when they posted that picture of everybody and it was like, they're like, oh, what do you notice about this picture? It was on Facebook. And I'm like, the fact that Hook is like on the Camelot side and everybody else is on the Enchanted Forest side and then Emma's in the middle, like, way to not be obvious. Okay.
Way to pick up on that.
I was like, boom, that's what I can see when I look at this picture. So, anyway.
Speaking of the sword, Excalibur is the Dark One's dagger, which I did not see coming, and that completely blew my mind when they pulled it out of the stone.
I was like, not even 2 minutes in,
and I was like, already like, oh my God.
And that shot of how they panned from the sword down into the dagger, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
That was an awesome shot. That was really pretty.
It was the coolest thing ever. I was like, oh my God.
All you cosplay people, now you have a very good shot of the dagger for all those cosplayers out there.
That's true.
I still don't trust the Camelot people. I'm still very iffy about them, even though they're very pretty. I'm still kind of like,
I still think that Arthur is a shady business for real. Like, well, I already know that Merlin's going to be shady business. Cause
I think maybe Arthur's the shady one and Merlin's the one trying to stop
him. Merlin's
the
good one and he's trying to
stop.
Maybe. Yeah,
he's been missing for a while.
Yeah, it's either going to be Merlin is dark and so is Arthur and everybody in Camelot is kind of evil, or it's going to be that Arthur is dark. I feel like either way, Arthur is going to be evil. Because he's going to,
yes,
I think he's going to
because
screw
Lancelot
over.
Left the table. Lancelot
like, there was
left
a reason. It
the,
wasn't
the round table.
Just, it couldn't have just
he
been
even
over
said there was
Guinevere
a reason,
or
but
whatever
I don't remember what
her
the
name is.
Was.
He was like,
oh,
over
that
a
was?
Woman. And I'm like, was it though? Was it really
was
over
it?
A woman? iffy about it is how I feel.
Yeah. So I totally called Rumple being the Dark One again, being like a vision in Emma's head. I liked how they did that twist because we still get Robert Carlyle now, even though he's technically in a coma, but we still get. See, I like him so much better as Rumpelstiltskin than I do as Mr. Gold. Like, I can tolerate him so much better as Rumpelstiltskin,
like,
even though
he's
a horrible guy.
He's a good person. Yeah, when he's not trying to lie to himself. I'm like, yeah, Rumpel, like, in terms of being a character and, like, watching the performance, like, I love him being all evil and whatever. It's just when he, like, pretends that he's a good person and tries to, like, manipulate other people into thinking that, I'm like, no, you need to back off.
Exactly. Another person who I'm still convinced Sorry, go ahead.
Especially the whole bell thing, which that the little part with the rose, I was like, really? I mean, it was cute touch with Beauty and the Beast, but I was like, okay. So all of a sudden, everything that happened between them is just like moot because he's dying. Okay, whatever.
I know I'm gonna get. People aren't gonna be happy with me for saying this, but I'm so over Rumbel. They have ruined Beauty and the Beast for
me. Over it forever.
I would never, like, in the very beginning, I was like, oh, yay, they have Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
that was
cool,
like,
at
my
the beginning.
Extent of Rumbel. Yeah. And now I'm to the point where I'm just like,
yeah.
Belle, you are so much better than this. Like, please.
Yeah, it became this kind of weird, like, twisted, like, horribly
like
abusive, like, terrible relationship.
Yeah.
This is a terrible example for people. And I'm just like,
and
no,
like,
please.
So far off the point of Beauty and the Beast, because the Beast never, like, in the Disney version, the Beast never was this horrible to Belle.
Yeah, except for, like, walking
like,
in the tower, like, initially. Like, after that, he was, like,
yeah.
pretty nice to her
yeah,
for most of the time.
They had a snowball fight. He
fallen
fed
in
her
love
some
with him
fancy meals. You know.
Yeah.
They had a good time. He didn't
yeah,
lie. He didn't, you know. There's just so many
yeah.
things at Rumpel's that I can't even list them all.
I know.
But,
it's like, at this point, I'm like, okay, hashtag over it. Like, well, I was over it a while ago, but...
I was even, like, I didn't even care about the rose scene. And that's, like, my favorite thing from Beauty and the Beast is the rose. And I was
yeah.
like, eh.
And it just felt so kind of awkwardly placed. Like, they did it just to, like, give a shout-out to, like, all the Belle and Rumble fans who are probably crying because they think that they're not going to have any kind of interaction. So, like, here's
yeah.
a little nugget to tide you over. And I'm like, eh, I felt forced. I don't really know how to feel about that.
Yeah. Another person I'm still convinced is evil is Blue. I still think she's going to be the most evil one of all of
yes.
them.
She is
super
still
shady.
Shady. Shade queen.
So shady. And the way they pan to her face while the apprentice is, like, dying. I don't know what he's doing. He's sleeping or dying. I don't know.
I think he died.
But
I
the
think
way
he
she's
died
just
for real
like.
Now.
Did he, though? Because she, like, she's stroking his face.
No one's
his
ever
forehead,
that
and then,
on this
and
show.
Then it pans to her face, and she's just looking at him. And I don't know. I just got super evil vibes from her.
Yeah.
I don't trust her.
To drop the blue fairy.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen eventually. They're going to be like,
I don't even
one,
think
she's
she
like,
is
a
blue fairy.
Gas, like, four times.
I think she's the
like,
black fairy.
Yeah. I'm totally on board with your role. Theory. I feel like we had a very in-depth discussion about
yeah.
this one time.
She's definitely
I'm
evil.
Totally team Shady Blue because she is super, super shady. And the fact that she was like, oh, my shadow came back and now I'm alive. I'm like, did it though? Or were you just pretending?
Yeah.
Like, I'm... Everything
like,
she does, I'm just like,
death
shady.
When other people couldn't. Because if their shadow came, if her shadow came back, shouldn't everybody else who died because of their shadow came back be alive?
Yeah. So like, where is, does that mean, what's his face? He's just, like, roaming around
Greg.
In Neverland by himself?
Greg.
Like,
exactly.
Greg, he's just wandering.
And all the
now
other
he's,
people.
He's the only person on Neverland now. But
he's going to be the
yeah,
new
Blue,
man.
Shady business. Arthur, probably going to be shady business. There's a lot of shady people in this show.
Lots of shady people that you need to look out for on the show. Don't trust anybody is basically the plot
yeah,
line of this
that's
show.
That's the best way to go about it. Don't, cause look what happened. We
don't
thought
trust
Joe and Darby were, like, great.
And,
and then look what happened last season. They were, like, super shady.
Yep.
Trust no one.
Not even Snow White. Because she lies a lot, too.
Well, yeah. I was like, except for Emma. I was like, except for right now, you probably shouldn't trust Emma. Especially after the way the episode ended. I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on? I want to know what happened. Really bad.
Yes. I am actually excited for the Selena thing. Just because it's
oh
such a hot mess of a plot line. And
I
Selena's,
know.
Like, certifiable. I just
yeah,
really
no,
want to see what
crazy.
They do with it.
Somebody pointed out that they're like, she's literally crazier than Rumpel because he wasn't even... Like, he wasn't crazy enough to cut off his own hand to get that wrist thing off. Like,
okay.
He was too much of a coward
to
do it. But
that.
Selena was like, psh! Like, she did not hesitate. She just slobbed her hand off. Like, it was nothing.
I have to talk about that because she cut her hand off and reattached it, like, no big deal, in front of Hook, who's been living without his hand for over 300 years. Like,
yeah.
If that's not some PTSD, I don't know what is.
I know. It's like, hello, deja vu. Like,
and
he
like
already
his face
might have a concussion.
He's watching her. Oh, like, his face was so, it was just like, oh, it was horrible.
Yeah, that whole scene was like a crazy train. It's like, oh my gosh.
That
he
was.
Literally just
and
took
that-
a knife and lopped her hand off and attached it in like 5 seconds and then disappeared.
And she was
like,
smiling the whole time. That she literally
crazy
eyes off so well.
Like, there's not many characters where I'm like, you're literally insane. Like,
and I know a lot of people.
Most of them have redeemable qualities, but she's just crazy.
She's
like,
just
crazy.
Crazy. And ever since I met Bex, I've loved Zelina. I know a lot. Like, I hated her from the very beginning, but once I met Bex, I'm like, I can't hate her anymore. I just can't because Bex
yeah.
is just
well, you
so
just, like,
cool
love
awesome.
To hate her. That's, like, where
yeah.
the line is drawn. It's, like, you love to hate her. Now, I know. At first, I was like, oh, you're just the worst. But, like, the more she's
yeah.
on, I'm like, okay, this is, it, you're the worst, but you're fun to watch. It's not,
so
like,
crazy.
Rumpel where I, like, hate him. Like, I want, like,
yeah.
bad things to happen to him. Like, I just, like, want to
watch
him
I'd be okay
crazy.
If Rumpel was actually dead.
yeah.
I'm going to go that
sorry.
Far. I'm just
sorry, Robert Carlyle. Love ya. You're a fantastic actor. But Rumpel's a little, he's a little way far past redemption at this point, in my opinion.
yeah.
Rumpel we'll see. Who knows? Maybe this season will change, but although I really don't, because I also saw something earlier, like, today, someone on Tumblr, because people on Tumblr are just always coming up with the greatest ideas, and I'm always like, yes, I am totally behind that, and I want that to happen. They were saying how they think that Rumpel being her guide was, like, it was more than just her picturing him. Like, he was somehow manipulating her, because they're like,
in his mind.
Like, yeah, like, somehow he is still, like, has a hook in the Dark One somehow and is, like, able to manipulate Emma in some way to the point
that
where
he's, like...
That would
be very interesting.
To the point where he's, like, still driving his own agenda because Emma was clearly resisting the darkness until all of a sudden it was, like, oh, you strangled that guy on accident, and which could be her, but then that little voice in her head was there to be, like, you should like the evil. Here's a taste of it. Like, so... That would be cool if it was, like, more than just Emma having to, you know, fall into the darkness, if it was, like, still Rumpel being a shady master that he is.
Yeah. I don't know how they would explain that, but I would be totally
yeah,
okay with that.
No,
because I could see him doing it.
On this show, so.
Yeah.
We could just suspend disbelief,
like,
and be like, sure.
Like, the
that's
fact
real.
That they took Granny's Diner on a Twister to Camelot.
Oh my gosh!
With a magic wand,
because it was so cute. It was Storybook in the Enchanted Forest, and it was like just it was a perfect moment. Like I thought
and there
that
were
was,
no
okay.
onion rings.
yeah, the Friars.
I do have
shot,
to say,
but
I'm so excited that the dwarves are there, or at least some of the dwarves are there.
Oh my gosh!
Especially Grumpy, because
yes.
I feel like he's just going to be announcing everything, like right as
yeah,
it happens.
Super great. I know, I love how it was, like, super self-aware. They were like, we don't want to sit on the sidelines yet. I'm like, wow, they just went really, really self-aware for, like, a hot sec there. Cause it was, that's, like, a legitimate thing. Like, every time I'm like, yeah, okay, you go to this new place, and then all, like, the Storybook secondary characters are just, like, forgotten about for 5 episodes in a row. So I, like, how they threw that in there to be like, hey, we realize that we're not going to just ditch them to the side this time. Which was pretty cool.
Yeah, ever since they said Ruby was coming back, I was, like, waiting for her to come out of Granny's Diner with everybody. Like,
yeah,
hey, Ruby!
So I think that
and it didn't
that
happen.
They're going to wait a little while because they're not just going to dump her back in and pretend like she was there the whole time, which is good because that would be weird to just have her be... Like, when
yeah.
she was all of us randomly there in, like, that one scene in season 3B or 4B, whatever it was, when they were,
yeah,
like,
when they were in the
Enchanted
Forest.
With, like, with the Enchanted Forest or whatever. And all of,
yeah.
like, she hadn't been there in, like, forever. And all of a sudden, like, they had that weird, like, superimposed image of her in the mid-season finale. And then in the mid-season premiere, it was like she was there for 5 seconds. It's like, that was weird.
I was like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey, you're still here somewhere. So I'm
you're
glad that they're
around.
Actually, like, her and Mulan, I'm glad they're not just going to throw them back in. They'd be like, we were here the whole time. Because that would
yeah,
be weird.
I'm excited. I really hope she has a new costume. But I also don't, because then I'll want to make it. But, you know.
Fangirl problems.
All the problems.
Always. So, Rose, we really have not addressed the main person that we all love. Me and you.
I was saving it.
Okay, that's good. I feel like, so before we get to that, what else do we need to talk about before we get out of control?
Merida.
Oh my God,
I
love her.
And I love her.
I love her so much.
I didn't
Brave
think I was
like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, everything about it, I'm like, great.
I didn't think I was going to love them just throwing another fairy tale Disney character in. But she is amazing, and I love her, and I hope she's in more episodes. Because she kind of just ran off with the wisp, and like just, it seemed like a bit of an ending for her, but I'm hoping she's back.
The perfect girl character to like throw in and just have it fit. Like when they threw Elsa and Anna in, like it worked because they were like so similar. Like they didn't have to convince us that, because like with Snow White and Aurora, like they had to like rebuild the story to like fit their strong female type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like Merida and Anna and Elsa, like they already had that, so they kind of just like fit right in, and I love that. Because Merida was so awesome, and her hair, everything. I was over the moon.
Yeah,
from
she was spot on.
Little
and her little
clip that they showed of her. Oh my God! I like how she brought up the bears.
Yeah,
like Lisa turned it into bears, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing. So she's so great already, and I know she's gonna be connected to Camelot or whatever somehow, and I'm excited.
I'm wondering
where
the rival queen. Oh, I just thought of something. King Arthur and Camelot are the ones that took her brothers.
Well, I'm sure it'll be somebody in Camelot took her brothers, because that would be weird if they were
that
like,
just came
oh,
to
it's
mind.
Somebody completely
throwing
different.
Throwing it out there. Throwing it out there, like I threw out that Zelina was Marion, like way back when.
Like way before, and it was like, nah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I totally remember that.
My crazy predictions out there. This is my
next
one.
That's part of the time is that half the time the crazy predictions, like, they're not that crazy because anything
mm-hmm.
can happen. Anything can happen.
It really
on this
can.
Show. Like, oh, Zelina's pregnant
for Graham coming
Whoever
back
would have thought
life.
Of that?
Except for Graham coming back to life. That's just is not going to happen.
Yeah, sadly, that's the one thing that will never happen. Well, Graham and probably Neil. But,
But Graham is prettier. No offense to Michael Raymond James.
Priorities.
got the accent, the beard. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Anywho.
Are they speaking of pretty men with accents?
Speaking of pretty men, Regina and Hook's sassiness.
Oh,
I am
God.
Here for it.
So
I am in love with it.
Every day.
I am so ready for the entire season to just be total sass.
Just sass everywhere, like, with everything. It's like, Hook especially was, like, on it with the sass from the get-go. It was like, oh, that dagger hit the ground, and he was, like, already not having it with anybody, and his angsty walk, and I'm just like, what is
and
happening?
Floppy hair. I'm loving his hair. The eyeliner's heavier. The beard's a little scruffier. He's clearly way more angsty
All
than he was.
Of 3 hours, his hair grew longer. He got more eyeliner. Somewhere he went home and groomed himself because that
his
will happen.
His girlfriend
in the course
left,
of like a day.
And now she is. Girlfriend left, so now he's got a brood. He's got a brood, and I'm okay with Hook brooding because it means more eyeliner and more beard, and that's totally okay with me. I have no problem.
Absolutely. Also, the fact that he went to, when Regina was like, hell no, I'm not good, you know, working with my sister or whatever, that he instantly
he
was
goes
like,
to Henry.
Well, whatever. And he went to Henry, and Henry's like, oh, for sure. He's so willing to, you know, scheme
because
and whatever.
Henry's half the problem. Henry's half the reason like things are planned and schemed anyway. He's like usually the mastermind behind plotting, and like
true.
He loves coming up with plans and like just escape plans, like with the Wookiee thing, the Wicker prisoner gag, and
I thought it was
all
cute
that.
How Hook brought it up. He remembered from the alternate universe. He was like, "Oh, are we gonna do that Wookiee prisoner thing again?" He's like, "No, you never do the same thing twice." It's so super cute. I'm so here for like stepfather, stepson bonding ishness that is ensuing, clearly.
Yes.
And
I also,
it's gonna be pretty epic.
Yeah, I love it. Captain Cobra all the way. But I also need to point out something that I didn't see a lot of people talking about right away. I saw like maybe one or two people mention it. The fact that Killian can now take a heart.
True.
And there was no accident. There was no little, oh, this is what your mom gave, or your sister, or whoever gave him the potion, whether it was Cora or Regina. I think it was Regina.
Yeah.
Which, it was Regina.
Plot hole, because Regina gave him his hook and said, your hook is now cursed. Unless she gave him backup potion, that they're like,
there was no potion.
Like, this is just in case this doesn't work. Like, there was never a potion.
No,
so
we're not supposed to remember that.
Plot hole.
We're not supposed to question that or remember that.
Or plot, like
or not enough time.
I can't tell.
I do have a theory. I think Jennifer Morrison said during her live tweet that Hook and her love for Hook and Henry are her weaknesses. And I feel like he might take his own heart to stop her from doing something super drastic or super horrible and threaten to crush his own heart. That's my other crazy theory for this week.
That's interesting. Because somehow, under some crazy universe, yesterday, they already posted a sneak peek of Sunday's new episode, which normally doesn't happen until Thursday. Because I got this figured out, like, to a scientific, like, oh, it's Thursday, there's going to be promos today. But there was one on Monday, which means that they really are trying to plug this all over the place. They're trying to get people excited about it, and it's working. So, it was like, I'm on Henry, and she was saying, like, oh, what I said last night, like, I wasn't talking about you, like, you didn't do anything wrong, but everybody else did. And I'm like, like, everybody else, like, including Hook, or, like, not? Because based on, like, from what I've seen of what they were filming, like, up in Vancouver, it seems like her and Hook, like, interact in Storybrooke, like, pretty early on. Like, excessively.
Yes, in that same outfit that she was wearing with Henry.
Yes. My guess is that they are going to, like, people are saying that, oh, it's not a curse that brought them back. Like, she cast a spell and somehow brought them back. And the want memory loss again, kind of over the plot device. But it's fine for now. We'll see how they use it. But
I don't think it was the dark curse, though, that she cast.
No, it's not, because it wouldn't be possible, because she would need to crush the heart of the thing she loves most, and that would either be Henry or Killian. So they're both alive.
Exactly.
So someone was saying, oh, it's like maybe she cast the curse and she took everyone's memories and she's going to give them back one at a time when she feels like they've earned her trust again, or who she feels that is going to be on her side. So she's doing it to, like, toy with them. Like, she's making them think it's a curse and blah, blah, blah. And, like, she's really just, like, toying with them and all that, because she's the Dark One now and she's mischievous and whatever. And who knows what her motivation is at this point. So I'm really excited. That last scene, oh, my God. I was, like, my body just was, like, on fire. It was so good.
Yeah.
Just
and the way she
like,
looked at
Hope. Butt.
She was amazing in this episode, and she's doing such an amazing job as the Dark Swan already, and we only had, like, 2 minutes of it. But that's why I'm so excited for this season, because I know her performance is going to be the best one yet.
Oh, for sure. And even when
she changes
like,
her voice, her
the Enchanted Forest was, like, amazing.
Like, everything.
Yes. When she looked
everything
like,
about it.
From Hook, and she, like, did that look, like, before Hook was like, what are you doing? When she gave that really dark look, like, oh, you're going to pay for it or whatever she said, I was like, chills up my whole body, like,
mm-hmm.
so good. Everything. She just had it, like, her face was all, like, sharp and, like, no emotion. I was like, this is fantastic.
She nailed it. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I'm so excited. Dark Swan
also,
is here, and I am ready.
New Camelot outfit. Hello. What's up?
It's so pretty. Like, all the
it
detailing
really
just makes me want to cry because I just want to, like, make it. But I know
yeah.
I'd, like, ugh. It's so, all their costumes are awesome. I love Regina's red dress. I also love the fact that Sneezy was wearing a red leather jacket as sheriff, and the fact that Emma turned him to stone, which is kind of like a callback to when Hook was like, which dwarf does she despise? Was it Happy or Sneezy? And we found out which one it was.
That's so funny. I didn't even realize that. That's cute. That was a cute little callback on their part. I don't know if it was, I'm sure it was intentional because everything on the show was intentional, but if it wasn't intentional, cool. But if it was intentional, still super cute.
Yeah. I also would like to bring up the fact that Emma gave Regina the dagger because she knows Regina will kill her if she needs to and not have a problem with it, which I love.
For real.
But also hate.
It's like, wait, oh, you love that she would kill her?
I love
but
that, like,
it,
Emma knows. Yeah. Yeah. I love that Emma knows.
She couldn't
Regina
give it to anybody
be
else
to do it.
Because, like, there's no way. It's like, okay, she's the only one who is not emotionally attached to her in a way where she feels any kind of, like, deep-seated emotion towards her. She just has, like, they just have, like, a mutual understanding and, like, semi-respect for each other now as mothers. But deep down,
Regina ain't got no problem.
She'd be upset for herself. She wouldn't be that upset over it herself. She would be upset with, though I did like the way that she looked at Snow when she was like, oh, we're taking this twister to Emma, like, which she was kind of like she realizes, like, oh, Emma made this huge sacrifice, like, to save the town and to, like, say, give me my happy ending and blah, blah, blah. Like, she was, like, making good on her, like, end of the deal, like, I'm gonna help get her back or whatever. But, like, yeah. But the fact that she, whatever happened in this 6-week window of time that we have no idea what happened, like, the fact that Emma now has a dagger, it's like, what happened? I just need to know right now. Because when she pulled it out, I was like,
whoa! Yeah. I mean, I figured it was kind of obvious that she had the dagger once you saw her all dark. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I don't think it's on Regina's dress anywhere.
Yeah, I don't. She wouldn't have succumbed to it if, like, she wasn't in control of the dagger herself.
Exactly.
Because her family would have also loved the fact that Hook was like, no, no, you can't use the dagger on her right now. She needs to make this choice on her own. I was like, hashtag feminist boyfriend for the win. Like, hello.
Yes. And I love that. I loved all the Captain Swan scenes. They were all very, like, almost minimalistic, but it was, like, it was so much with their acting that it was just...
Ugh. Which, minimalistic at this point is, like, fits with them because she said she loved him. And, like,
exactly.
I really thought he was going to throw it in there, like, when he was trying to talk her off the edge. But I'm really glad he didn't because that would have been, like, a throwaway. I love you,
in
my opinion.
I
would have
very happy.
I was glad that they didn't do that. But I was, like, when he, like, talked her off the edge and the fact that Rumpel, like, nagging her in her mind or whatever didn't go away until she hugged him and Henry. It was like, oh, perfect. This is so perfect.
Yeah, it's like, I wonder who's going to be her weaknesses here.
Wonder who somebody's going to exploit to on.
Exactly. I feel like they're saving Killian's I Love You for when it's the... I almost want to say it's going to be in order to bring her back from the edge. Like,
probably.
a reminder, like, I don't know, maybe when he rips
like
his heart out.
Like, once she's so far gone.
Literally, like.
Yeah, once she's so far gone, she needs some kind of reminder of, like, that there are people that love her, like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
exactly.
Sure. I think that'll definitely be a part of it, because I don't think it's just going to be, like, once everything's happy and dandy again, he'll just be like, oh, by the way, love you too. Like, I think it's going to be a very high-stakes, stressful moment like hers was. Hers was like,
yep.
Oh, I don't know if
very
I'm ever going to see you again, or you need to save me, like, I love you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, boy, this is
very angsty and just
so much angst.
Life or death. And,
this is the angstiest episode that's ever, like, ever happened. Like,
it
has. Some angsty episodes.
Yeah. I just love her internal struggle that she's having and how Jennifer portrayed it. Like, I can't get over the fact of how amazing her acting was last night. Like, it was just, like, on point. Not that she's bad like the other times, but it was just, like, exceptionally great.
Yeah, no, it just was, like, a whole new side. It, like, she was so torn. And when, especially when she sat, like, when she was struggling, like, with, but she had Meredith's heart in her hand, and she was, like, Killian was there, like, saying, like, those aren't your words. Like, listen to what you're saying. And she's like, no, but I can't do that to my family. Like, I can't do that to you. And she's like, I don't want to end up, like Gold did, like, he destroyed all the ones that he loves and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is flawless, like, everything about this.
Yeah, I like, it's just, it's, I don't know, I don't even know what to say anymore.
I'm just really excited, the funny thing is, like, I said I really liked a lot of, like, the moments in terms of, like, overall episode, like, as a whole, it wasn't, like, the best episode of Once Upon a Time Ever of all time, but, like, the little parts of it and just, like, making me more excited for things that are happening, which...
Exactly.
I feel like
it's
the premieres are always,
everything
like,
up.
The premieres are always more of a... It's obviously more of a setup, so it's not, like, a finale where all this crazy stuff happens and you're, like, super stoked about it all. So, like, premieres are always
just
like, a little, like... A little taste of what's to come,
yeah,
and it makes you want
teases.
More. And nothing's fleshed out, so you're not, like, satisfied at the end, so you feel like, oh, that episode wasn't the greatest because nothing happened. But then you're like, but now I want everything to happen, so.
Yeah.
Really, that's,
they do their premieres very well. It was just
dangling
enough
things in
to
front
you
of you.
And to make your mind spin and to get you thinking on what's going to happen next. And
yeah.
Then you just are like, I need more.
Especially with this whole Camelot situation, because I'm like, because this whole prophecy thing, which we didn't even, like, we kind of talked about, but the fact that Merlin was like, don't, if you ever get the chance to, like, wield Excalibur, don't. Well, one, technically the dagger is part of Excalibur, so is that, like, a double-edged prophecy? Like, don't pull the sword from stone, he told her. But she has part of the sword. So, Also, the fact that Merlin prophesied that she was going to come to Camelot. Also, shady questions. I have a lot of questions about that.
I'm also wondering if something, like, super horrible will happen when you reconnect one dagger with the rest of Excalibur.
Probably.
Because there's a reason,
like,
it's cut in half. There's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason that it was broken off. It's either one, that whoever made the dagger, aka Merlin, to contain the darkness, knew that Excalibur is, like, the most powerful blade in all the realms, and so something probably really bad would happen if they reunited them now that the dagger is, like, the possession of the darkness. So I feel like, I don't know if originally it was bad, but I feel like he broke it off because he knew how powerful it was, and it was maybe the only thing that could, like, contain the darkness was this super powerful blade. So he needed, like, a part of it.
Oh. I think you're way more right than I am.
Yeah,
that makes
I definitely
a lot
think
more
that something crazy will happen now if they reconnect the pieces, but I don't know. I feel like originally it probably was just like, oh, it's Excalibur. It's the most powerful blade ever. And Merlin was like, perfect. I'm going to use that.
And it's usually connected to, like, good more so than evil. So,
true. So if it's absorbing all the darkness for thousands of however many years, like, that the dark one has been around, like, whew, you put that thing back together, it's going to be crazy. Like, cray cray.
Whoa. I'm really excited for this season. I'm excited for flashbacks, but I also kind of wish they stayed in Camelot and did, Camelot, and then we got to see it.
But then we wouldn't get to see
it. I'm going
to
be very upset
right
if they
wrap
this all up in 11 episodes.
I would be very upset if we, like, had to wait until episode 5 to, like, see Emma dark. So, like, it'll be cool to see, like, the juxtaposition of, like, oh, she's dark now, and why is she doing this? And then they're going to go back and be like, oh, she was happy and struggling with her emotions in Camelot and whatever else is going to happen that's going to set her off. So, yeah.
Yeah, all the behind-the-scenes pictures makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a second. She was dark, and now she's, like, in this white robe, and then they're in Camelot. Like, what are they doing?
And they're riding a horse together.
Now that I know that they're, like, doing both at the same time, like, it makes so much more sense. I was really confused for a really long time.
I was,
about
too.
What I'm like, dream sequences.
I didn't even, I,
please
like, stopped trying.
Not. Yeah,
I,
like, please tell me
they're
all dream sequences, because I was stuck if they were all just, like, imaginary fantasy things. But now that I know they're probably real. Super excited.
Yes. I feel like this is really going to be, like, one of the best seasons. And I don't want to get my hopes up. And I know they'll probably going to do it again with the 11-season arc, and I'm going to be very upset because I hate when they do that, and I feel like the story should be expanded longer.
I feel like they are going to extend at least Emma being the dark one longer than just half the season. Because I know that I think, like, the Camelot aspect to it is only going to be, like, half. But I think I read yesterday or the day before, like, there was some interview with somebody that they're like, oh, yeah, like, Emma's, at least the ramifications of her being the dark one, they're not just going to, like, not going to be resolved by mid-season, at least.
I really
maybe
hope
she
not,
won't be the dark one. Maybe she won't be the dark one anymore, but you can't just, like, give up darkness and not be screwed up from it, so.
I just really hope
it'll be like a full season arc, how like the first season was, where the story took the whole season to tell instead of like these mini seasons like they've had for the last two seasons.
Yeah, they need to just cut it out with the mini seasons. Like, I kind of wish they would stop bringing in people for the second half of the season. They don't bring anybody in, and they focus on our characters, like, rebuilding themselves after the first half of the season. Because I feel like everybody's going to need to come back from that. And whatever happens in the first half.
Yeah, that's the only thing is, like, I'm like, where are you? I guess I always am, like, never know where they're going to go from a certain point. Like, whoever would have thought that it was going to go from Frozen to, like, Ursula and Cruella de Vil and whatever, but like it worked in the end. So it's one of those things where like when you're watching, you're very confused and like frustrated. But then by the end, you're like, oh, that was so great, like so satisfying. At the end, you're just like, and then you rewatch it all at once, and you're like, oh, that all made sense. So
I'm just
very
excited.
Difficult waiting game.
Yes. But it shall be a deliciously awesome waiting game to figure all this out. I think we've pretty much talked about everything there is to talk about. Is there anything else you want to throw
pretty
in?
Pretty much. No, not really, other than the fact that the only other thing that we didn't get from the premiere, from my list, well, we didn't get any kind of glimpse into in the premiere from my little list of the five things that we were waiting on was the fact that we still don't really know what's going to happen with Rumple besides seeing we saw him, but we didn't, like, get any...
I don't even care.
Besides those stupid roses. But I just want to know, like, I just want to know in terms of, like, if I need to be angry or not, if they're just going to be like, oh, he has a clean slate, he's good, and I'm going to be like, no. Like,
yeah,
no,
I
that's
feel
not
like
real.
The rose, I feel like the rose is going to start dying in Camelot. And all of the crap.
We have to get back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Plot twist, Belle cast the curse.
I would not put it past her, to be quite honest.
I mean, she went on heel in that whole, like, resurrection, whatever, craziness that they did, and look what happened to Neil. So maybe you should learn your lesson and don't do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is our review. I'm so excited for the season. Be sure to check us out on VarietyRadio.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. And we will see you next week on our normal time, which is Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will see you later. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Sprint presents Time Machine.
Hey, what are you doing? It's 17 months until I can upgrade to the new iPhone 6S, and I'm building a time machine so I don't have to wait.
Oh, with Sprint, I never have to wait. I get to upgrade to the newest iPhone right away, whenever it comes out.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Man, I gotta switch to Sprint.
Why does your time machine sound like a microwave?
Oh, it's cooking my leftovers from tomorrow night.
The world's best offer on iPhone 6S. Get iPhone 6S as low as $1 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6. And with iPhone Forever, get a new iPhone every year forever.
Offer not available everywhere. Includes 21-month lease. No security deposit. Excludes taxes. Subject to well-qualified credit. New line port. A $36 activation fee. Requires smartphone trade-in. Regular $22 a month. iPhone Forever is lease upgrade eligibility. Does not guarantee monthly payment amount, phone selection, or plan rates. Service is additional charge. Remaining lease payments due if service canceled. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com.